Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And welcome into the Fan Morning Show pre-show for this wonderful Friday. Colin Dunlap alongside Chris Mack, producer Matt. He is here. Colony, he is here as well. We are in studio.
Yes.
Studio. That's where we are. So listen here. We're still taking your AB jerseys.
Of course.
So we're at Foster Plaza, 5 Foster Plaza in Greentree, Palatial Greentree.
651 Holiday Drive, I believe, is the legal address.
Yeah, if you have to type it in your GPS, type in Foster Plaza, 651 Holiday Drive, whatever. We'll show up and listen. Bring your AB jersey. What you get is a $10 gift certificate toward a new shirt at Yinzer's in the Berg. And also, anyone who stops today, you don't even have to bring an AB jersey. You stop by our offices, register to win that Juju Smith-Schuster signed jersey. So do that today. We are here in studio, live in Greentree. All right, this was funny yesterday. So I make it out of Totens, and big ups to them again
yes.
for having us yesterday.
Thank you, Jimmy.
So Joe Starkey is reading just all that we had done and all we were going to do today,
mm-hmm.
right? So Joe is recapping that. So Starkey goes, you know, the Fan Morning Show tomorrow, they're going to be doing this in studio. Check those guys out. Stop by, drop off your AB. He essentially said what I just said.
Uh-huh.
And Ron goes, like it's an accident. Ron goes, wow, there's some kind of symmetry in the fact that it's a Juju jersey they're giving out.
It finally hit him, huh?
No, it
like
still
a ton
didn't.
Of bricks.
It still didn't hit him. Like he just really thinks it's an accident. It goes to show how little he pays attention to our show. Like we built this big thing up. We just talked about it for 4 hours. Out with the old,
right.
in with the new. 19 greater than
84. Yes.
This whole thing. This and Ron was like, well, some symmetry there with the one that's wow. It's funny
I
how.
I wonder
that,
if they meant to do that.
It was exactly like that. Like. Oh, it's crazy how that works out, how they give them the free jersey, and it happens to be Juju for the prize. Just happened to be Juju. And I'm like, I wanted to reach through my radio and be like,
Ron,
can't you just turn it on for 5 minutes one morning, considering you're coming on next?
I don't know if I'm offended by it sometimes or if I'm just like, you know what? It kind of gives
us
free
reign. I'm entertained by the naivety.
Yeah. And it kind of gives us free reign to have fun with Ron, too.
I just couldn't, because I'm thinking, like, he's going to come off of this, right? Like,
right.
he's going to be like, but he just goes, wow, there's some symmetry there, the way that worked out. It didn't work out like that. We planned it.
Oh,
it's amazing. It was amazing.
This guy here.
It was something else. So that happened. That's what happened yesterday. What just happened about 10-12 minutes ago was this. Matt and I are in the coffee room, right?
Mm-hmm.
The break room, the kitchen, the coffee room, all of that. And we're waiting for a block to come in and yell and scream at us. No, that's just kidding. So we're standing.
You're on fire!
Yeah, you're $400 million, this place.
Take a picture of my kid!
Yeah, I'm just happy we're not owned by that tyrant. So we're in there, and much better than a block brother coming in. They both look like Chaplin, by the way. They're all short and
do they walk like that? And spin
yeah,
a little
kind
cane.
Of. They kind of walk like that.
And that music plays behind them the
yeah,
whole time.
Sort of. So I'm waiting. We're waiting in there, and the coffee is brewing. And Shummer, John Shumway,
right,
walks in, and he goes right to Matt. Just these are his exact words. He goes, "Oh, what do we got today?" And me that is, the translation is. Is the coffee finished yet so I can have some before my show or not?
Right.
And Matt goes, oh, we're a little late today. I'm not going to have any right now. And Shummer goes,
ugh. Like a growl. Around.
Yeah, but not in a mean way.
Right.
Just like you feel me, right?
Yeah.
Like this is tough. No coffee. So he walks out, and there was, during that exchange, not one time was there a name exchange. I still really believe there's no way that Schummer knows your first name.
You know, Schummer and I have developed kind of a relationship.
He's never used your first name.
I don't think he has. Now, I'm trying to think if he's ever addressed me by my name.
I don't think he knows
think
your name,
has.
Bro. I don't think.
Do you do that thing now where you go out of your way to use his name and greeting him to see if he will then return it?
I definitely say
hey,
John.
Hey, John.
Yeah.
How you doing, John? Good to see you, John.
Good morning, John.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't go out of my way, but I definitely mention it. There's an understanding there. But I've talked to him a lot more since their show has been backed up to 6.
Yeah.
Like, they get coffee around the same time
we do
now.
Yeah, they're on the same schedule as us, though,
yeah.
pretty much.
So, I, you know, we've become
Larry's
and
around.
He's never once used your name. Like, Larry says Matt,
he
you
does.
Know, all the mm-hmm. time. I don't think John Shumway knows your name. I'm not saying that's a bad thing. I'm just saying
yeah.
You just have never formally been introduced. You're just the producer of the Fan Morning Show.
I guess he's never really needed to know my name.
Well, one would think that maybe he'd ask the guy that he sits next to, you know, 40 hours a week.
Yeah.
Just in passing. Because God knows we have commercial breaks where there's time for idle chat.
It's not essential information.
Your name?
I know.
I mean,
it's
he doesn't,
nice.
He doesn't like need me for anything, so it's...
If he was like...
Yeah, until he's looking for Colony at a quarter after the hour.
And here's the test that I'm playing in my head. Let's say, like, the cops ran up here, and the place was on fire. And the police, or the firemen ran up here, and the place was on fire, and there was one fire extinguisher to put the whole thing out.
Yeah.
And the key to it was the fireman looked at Schummer and goes, "What's the Fan Morning Show producer's name?" Could he unlock that fire extinguisher to save us all?
I bet he could guess. I bet he's heard it.
The building's on fire, Matt.
I think he thinks your name is Greg.
We
or
do,
Gary.
You know, we do have a lot of Gregs and Craigs around.
Yes,
here,
I
so
do.
That might just be his fallback position.
Especially producers that are Greg.
Yeah, that's
he
what I'm
would
saying.
Look right yeah. at the Green Tree Fire guy and go, "Yeah, Greg."
I don't know. He could
do Colony it. In the background. What was that? What did he say? He
Colony said, from the other room.
Oh, he's
coming
here.
In.
Here
we go. Let's hear it. All right, what do you got, Jim? Jim, is there a chance that Schummer has no idea what Matt's name is?
Well, I asked him point blank.
Okay.
Matt. So he knew it.
Okay.
But right. here's the twist to it, which is
why did you ask him? Now we look like we're talking
no,
about
No, no, no. Here's the great part. He goes, "You know how I know that?" Shumway says to me, "You know how I know that?" I'm like, and he goes, "Because 2 days ago I asked."
he had no idea. Yes, I knew
and,
it.
No, here's the thing. He goes, "No," and then he said this. He goes, "I know his name is Matt, and I've known his name is Matt, but for some reason he's developed like a mental block about how he can't remember his name. He knows his name, but then it just escapes him."
Uh-huh. And you look like a Fran. You look like a guy named Fran.
Fran?
Yeah.
Fran.
How many Frans do you know? Like, Fran Fraschilla?
Yeah, like two.
Yeah.
Yeah. My dad used to run around with a guy named Fran Intrary. There was a guy in Sharpsburg named Fran Intrary. Fran. It's
Fran.
A very, very
Franny.
rare man's name, Fran.
I think that should be your
Fran.
New name.
There's a Fran Charles.
Francis.
Yes.
Yeah.
Fran.
Francis.
Fran.
I don't want none of you guys calling me Francis.
So psycho. I was on to something. There was just something always yeah. a little amiss in the exchange between those two.
There was somebody else in this building with me that I, same deal.
Our boss.
Well, yeah, but I
he calls you damn it, generally.
I'm going to say which one, which boss. But it wasn't like the producer level, like the AM side producer level. So that would be kind of the equivalent with me not being familiar with some of those people the same way that John wouldn't necessarily be familiar with.
Well, the account executives, and we'll bring people in, and I'm sure you do this in your offices, their account executives here, we don't know a lot of their names. Well, we do, but... We like to just typecast them. Yeah. Like one guy I call offensive line coach because he looks like all the
offensive line
coaches.
Yeah. There's actually two of them that look like offensive line coaches.
I mean, if you put
the boxing ref.
There's a guy that wears a bow tie sometimes.
Yeah.
Call him boxing ref.
Yeah.
All right, now break it up.
Let's get it on.
Mills Lane.
Gosh.
Boxing reps.
Yes, there's some other stuff that can't be shared on the air.
Right,
but you do that in all workplaces, like to typecast people.
Yes.
And then there's Fran. No, we can't call that Fran.
Franny. How's it going back there?
It's such an uncommon male name. Oh, man.
No, Fran Fraschilla is the only one I can think of.
There's got to be another one.
Fran Gantner.
Fran Gantner? Yes.
Okay.
There we go. Men named Fran.
That Fran Charles, he's on Fran Tarkenton. MLB Network.
There you go.
Famous Frans. You ready for Famous Frans?
Let's
Fran
run it
Tarkenton.
Down. Fran Tarkenton. Yeah.
Fran Kranz. That's these are all. Fran McCaffrey.
Okay.
Okay, he's at Iowa. All these are all mainly women. Okay. Fran Warren. That's an old school singer.
I've never heard of that. Yeah.
Okay. Fran Levstick. That was an old political activist.
Of course.
Okay.
Fran Stryker. Writer.
Don't know.
Sounds made up.
Fran Logan, politician.
Don't.
No. Let's see. There's a lot of like European soccer players named Fran. Not a lot, but okay. That's where we are.
So basically,
Fran Dunphy.
Okay. Oh, there you go.
Another basketball coach.
Yeah, they're all basketball coaches.
Very for Shella. That's all we're. That's like kind of where we are.
That's the list
with all these people. There's not a lot. A man's men named Fran.
No.
Nope. You could be one of the most famous, Fran.
You could.
Francis Ford Coppola. Think he ever goes by Fran?
Probably not.
Hey,
not
Fran.
if you want to work in Hollywood anymore.
Well, anyway, so that's that. Yeah. Producer Matt, so we were on to something. Shummer didn't really know your name.
I wonder who he asked.
Larry.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
Larry. Larry.
Yeah. Larry's like the keeper of all knowledge
he
here.
Is.
Do you feel better about this?
Yeah, I do. I'm glad he knows.
I think it would have been better if he never would have found out.
Yeah.
He would have been forced to. There's a Fran that's a meat cutter at the local.
Hold on, what's
Coons.
Going on back there?
Here, let's pick it up. Say it again.
I'm Matt.
It's Shummer.
Nice.
Yes! That just made it. Oh, was that good? Right on cue. Oh, man. So we got a big show.
No, but there are part-time guys that producers for took me a while to figure out who was who, right? With our producers, like Harkins and some of those guys.
Yeah, but I just I don't even go down that road. I just go, hey, how you doing?
Yeah,
I don't even try because I'll mix it up anyway.
There's a new guy, and I've forgotten his name already.
Joe.
I'm just gonna call him Matt. There seems to be more Matts around.
What did Cope say at the end of the when he'd give the inactives? He said, and a bunch of guys named Harry. Remember?
Matt.
Yeah, that's what he'd say.
And Fran.
And he got a bunch of guys named Harry. He'd give the inactives on the roster when he'd read them. It was great. Anyway, yeah, I don't take the time to get to know because I'll screw it up.
Well, you know what? As someone who used to be here a lot on the weekends with the Pirates gig, I'll tell you that once you're not here on the weekends anymore, you feel like you never see anybody other than the same six people.
Right.
So it's hard to get to know anybody that works on the weekends.
Right. And even if you see the same six people, you forget their name is Matt.
That's true.
Or Fran.
Oh, good morning.
Or Bob.
Scott Burnside, he joins us at 9. Fran Hagman from Bradenton, he's joining us at the end of
Hagman
the 7
Hagman looks like he could be
hour.
A Fran.
Oh, man. I don't know.
Call him that when we bring him in,
no,
just to see if
all,
he notices.
He'll get all flustered. He might hang up on us. And plus, we got to find out about the Bucks. Fran, we got to find another friend. I guess, yeah.
Now, you go on Wikipedia or something?
Yeah,
or
just I just typed on the Google, men named Fran, and it came up.
Wow.
Oh, what a morning. This is Friday. I'm just trying to get through it because I'm off on Monday, and that's going to be the theme of today's show. So there it is. Oh, and bring your jerseys. Bring your AB jerseys here to our studio.
Yes.
It's a big deal. You're going to get a gift card for Yinzers, $10 off the Yinzers, and you can register for that Juju jersey.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear.
We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.